Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your host, Miss Angel on deck. And we just thank God for this Friday night. Yes, Friday night of this great show on this awesome platform that God has given us and blessed us with to be heard around the world. We want to say God bless to all of you that are listening in the different cities and states, and also those that are in all of Africa, those that are in all of the UK, those that are in Dubai, wherever you at listening to this, we just want to say God bless you all. A lot of you know that for the past couple of weeks, we've been doing a great show talking about transparency, the raw truth of being transparent, dealing with day-to-day, you know, life issues where a lot of people don't want to talk about different struggles. They don't want to talk about different things, you know, as a whole in the body of Christ, because a lot of people are scared that they're going to be thrown under the bus or they're going to be rejected. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be looked down upon. But that's not the case with these shows. We are so grateful that with these shows that you're going to be hearing great men and women around the world. You know, even we have pastors and we have different, you know, men and women in the gospel. You know what I'm saying? That you will hear a raw truth of what people are dealing with and what we have dealt with and even still going through some situations. You know what I'm saying? And so we're not here to throw anybody under the bus. We're here to encourage. We're here to uplift. And we're here to answer any questions people have, you know what I'm saying, that's dealing with different things. People want to know, people want to receive prayer, you know, whatever it is, that's what we're here for. And so we're so grateful. On last week, a lot of you heard the show. We had our guest recording artist St. James there in L.A. We had Brian Jamal, and then we had Cleveland P. Jones. And I'm telling you, it was off the chain. But tonight, we have some great guests. And you know that we're doing this first half. And after we get done with our first half, then we're going to go into some music. And then we're going to go come back with our second half. So once again, we want to say God bless you on tonight. So we're going to click our guests on. And we ask that our guests, as we're clicking on your mics, to please have your background quiet here. But we thank God for our guest, Pastor Gary Thomas of Golden Gates Ministry, located in Mobile, Alabama. We thank God for my cousin. A lot of y'all know her. She's not a stranger to the airwaves. Mm-hmm. We thank God for Vanessa Collins. A lot of you know her as Teresa Collins on the Facebook. Have our bro King Littles. Yes, I'm telling you. So we about to click them on right now, and we're going to have them greet you all tonight. And I'm telling you, we're looking forward to having an awesome time and to be sharing with you all. And so right now I'm clicking y'all mics on. We want to say God bless to you, Pastor Gary Thomas, Vanessa, and King Littles. God bless y'all. How y'all doing?
You too.
Doing great.
Good.
God
Thank
bless.
You.
Bless.
You.
Doing great.
God bless.
Wow, awesome, awesome. We're going to start with you first, Pastor Gary Thomas. We're going to have you reintroduce yourself. And then just greet the people that's listening in.
First of all, just thanking God for enabling this moment to even take place. Thanking God for you. Thanking God for my sister and brother that's on the other end. Acknowledging everyone that is listening. My name is Gary Thomas, pastor of Golden Gate Ministry here in Mobile, Alabama. Been in the ministry for quite some time, 25 years or better.
Mm-hmm.
But in the midst of being in the ministry, there are still some things in life that God is still doing in my life. We're not where we want to be, but we're not where we used to be either. So just want to thank God for that, that he's still doing things in our life to get us fit for the kingdom of God.
Yes, amen. Your phone is going in and out. We didn't hear the last part, but it seemed like it was going in and out for a minute.
Hey, I just wanted to thank God for bringing us where we are. We're not where we used to be, but thank God we're not where we were. And just thank God for what he's
That's
doing
right.
in our life now to where we need to be. Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Vanessa, you can go ahead and reintroduce yourself and greet the people.
Well, hello, each and every one of you that are listening. Thank you, Angel, my cousin Tanya, for having me even on the show. This is such an honor. So thank you so much.
Okay. All right. King Little.
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. How y'all doing? My name is Derek Littles. I go by King Littles. I'm a gospel recording artist. I'm happy to be on. I'm happy to speak truth and speak life into the atmosphere. Sending blessings to the pastor and your cousin.
Yes.
And I just thank you for including me. I really appreciate you for including me.
All right. Well, like I said at the very beginning of the show, we've been talking about, transparency, being transparent. We're talking about the raw truth of what we go through and what people go through, period, as a whole in day-to-day life. So starting off, I want to give each one of you all 10 minutes because, like I said, we're going to be going into our second half. And everything in a little while. So we want to be able to have you all have at least a couple of rounds in this first half. So we're going to start off. You can talk about whatever you want to touch on within the 10 minutes. I want to say I'm going to go with you first, King Littles.
Okay.
You can share for the 10 minutes of what you want to share as far as transparency.
Okay, transparency, that's something I'm very, very, very big on. I'm big on being honest about my failures and the repercussions of my failures, the repercussions of my bad choices and decisions. I'm one of the ones who's made choices and decisions multiple times, the same choice and decision over and over again. And, the consequences of them have been, prison time. Consequences have been me being shot, me being robbed. It's been some major consequences, because of my choices and decisions, and when I take the choice and the decision from God, I put myself in harm's way. But what I learned how to hurry up and quickly come up out of the shame. I learned how to quickly come up out of feeling condemned and allowing people who's on the outside of the situation to speak on it and have me reacting to it. And when you're transparent, not only being transparent with everybody else, the main thing is being transparent with yourself and your father. If you can be real with your father and be real with yourself and tell yourself if you have an alcohol problem, if you have a drug problem, if you have a sex problem, if you have a cussing problem, a lot of people in the body, from speaking to a lot of people, we deal with the same things in our own selves, our vices, the things that we feel like we need to run to, for peace, for peace of mind. And, alcohol was one of the main things that I ran to when I got into stuff, when my walk was not like everybody else felt it should be. I would run to alcohol. I would run to sex. I would run to lies and the deception. And, the enemy is very crafty on the mind, and everything starts with the mind. Everything starts with a thought, you know. Like the words say, the heart is evil. The heart, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the heart that will cause you to think something and then cause you to act it out. So I told God to give me a heart transplant. I wanted the fruit of the spirit to replace the strongholds that I had that were just holding me. And what I've learned, you know, in the last couple of years is that when I asked him for that, there were some things I had to go through in order to be kind, you know, to have kindness as a stronghold. There were some things I had to go through in order to be gentle, you know, in order to persevere. I was just, you know, praying like, God, give it to me and I'm going to be okay. But as time went on, each one of these fruits, each one of the fruit, I had to go through something to be kind. I had to go through something, you know, to be gentle and have peace and have joy and have love. So it's best to be honest with self, you know. If anything that I could say with this walk with God and being a follower of Christ Jesus, be honest with self. No matter what nobody else is telling you, no matter what, no, how many people try to put you down, how many people say shame on you, it's about you and the Father. Be transparent to the Father first before you be transparent to the church, before you be transparent to the people in your hood or, you know, your family members, you know, because just like the words say, who is my family? Those who do the will of God. Now, if a person is judging you, that's not the will of God. A person is judging you in a condemning way, you know, a righteous judgment is okay. But in a condemning way, you know, that causes people to be in shame, causes people to seclude themselves, push themselves back away from people. And then when they really need help, they don't want to reach out to nobody. So the best thing is to be transparent with yourself. Pinpoint your flaws, pinpoint the things that you do over and over again, and just try to change it little by little and stop. Being transparent with yourself don't mean beat yourself up. It means recognizing you've done something outside of what God called you to do and jumping out of it and using what you fell into to bring somebody else out of it before they even go through it. So being transparent with self saves other people. Not only does it save other people, mainly it saves you from being up under shame and condemnation from everybody else. So transparency, it starts with self. It starts with you and the Father. You and the Father.
Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome. Wow. Man, now you talking about a message. Bro, that was like, you know, you told about struggles, but then you came behind that. You know what I'm saying, with a message. And I'm telling you, that is awesome. That is awesome. I thank God for that. And so we're going to go to there now for him to share. And then we're going to go to Vanessa. And then after that, we'll have enough time, you know what I'm saying, to go do another second round before we end the first half and go into our second. All right. Pastor Gary, now what would you like to share concerning about the transparency?
Well, being transparent, taking a look at yourself, first of all, before you can look at anyone else, you have to look at yourself. It's like looking at the man in the mirror. So once you begin to look at the man in the mirror and you see a reflection in that mirror and you're the only one standing there, your reflection is going to show up. But we are too busy as Christian people pointing the finger at everybody else because of their downfalls, when each and every one of us has a downfall of our own. But what I want to speak on is the struggles in the body of Christ also. Just because we are in the body of Christ does not mean that we don't have our shortcomings. As leaders, men and women of God, we still have problems in life that we're dealing with. We still have issues in life that we're dealing
with. That's right.
And it doesn't matter whether it's licentious behavior, which is nothing more than lustful acts. It doesn't matter whether it's greed or the love of money. It doesn't matter whether it's empty promises, straying from the truth of God and twisting it for our benefits. And we may as well keep it real about these things. We're not beating on anyone, but we as leaders and men and women of God got to stop pointing fingers at those that are trying to come to Christ, because
we fail
as leaders when we begin to point the finger. God don't need help being God. God is God all by himself. So inside of the church, we're looking at the outside and we judging. We being judgmental about things, and these things will keep people from coming in to join the body of Christ. Even
though
they are welcome, Christ, the Lord said, if I had done those things to the people that have mistreated me, where would the world be? So if Christ is a forgiving God, who are we to judge or pass judgment on anybody because we have shortcomings ourselves? And
inside of
the church, as a man of God, as a pastor, I've seen things that sometimes twist my thoughts. And I'm not excluding myself from these things because whatever goes on in the church and we speak about it, it has to hit us first. These things we are guilty of ourselves. Even when we sitting up looking at the outside at people, how they act in the street. The church is not for those that have it together. It's for those that are trying to get it together. But the struggles that are on the inside of the body of Christ that we are dealing with are some of the same things that people are dealing with out on the street. So if we're looking at those people trying to judge them, then we are just as guilty ourselves. We're just a man that's out there in the street stealing, but then we being all holier than thou, and you have preachers and teachers and leaders that are doing the same thing inside of the church. We
have
people that are whoremongering, and then turn around. We want to point the finger when we're doing it ourselves.
That's true.
We want to sit and beat up on folks about the way that they dress when we are not dressing appropriately ourselves and not knowing what these people may have in their closet.
That's true.
We will sit up and try to benefit off the word of God just for self-gratification.
Yes,
got people that is constantly pointing the finger at other folks inside of the church. We all been there. Some of us are still there.
I'm not
saying that I haven't went through some of these things, because some of these things I have been guilty of myself, because we have been taught in a way that these things supposed to be going on. But the Bible tells us to love one another as I have loved you. And if we got the love of God, we won't pour water on a drowning man. Instead, we'll try to lift that man up when we see him down instead of trying to keep him down. If I see somebody struggling at one point, I'm going to do what I can now to try to help them. But at one point, I care less. Even if I was going through problems inside of my home as a man of God, and hit my mind or me feeling as if I was being ignored, I would take it to the streets. I would look for love in other places if I couldn't get it at home. So I'm guilty of those things myself. But if we don't go through something in life, how can we lead somebody else to Christ? In order to be transparent, we got to be renewed by the transformation of our mind. Until we get reformed, then we're going to forever be judged and passing judgment on other folks instead of looking at ourselves. When the Bible tells us, judge not that ye be not judged. Because one day we got to stand before a judge ourselves and give an account for everything that we have done. We would
that
sit
so
and point the finger at everybody else inside of their house when we got dirt going on inside of our own house. I'm not excluding myself. I'm included myself. So I'm not beating up on anybody. I'm talking about me myself, because I'm guilty of those things myself. I have done that. Straying away and twisting the word of God to try to be friends with somebody else. When the Bible tells us if we're a friend of the world, we're enemy of God. I have been sitting there a lot of times looking at myself
trying to get these microwave sermons to benefit people because I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
I've been there to do that, but how can we correct somebody if we lead them wrong? And any time that I sit there and I motivated somebody else for self gain, I'm leading them astray.
Yes.
Then when I begin to speak to them, or more than just themselves, I'm looking at myself saying, it's about me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
So I'm not concerned about nobody else, and I wasn't concerned about nobody else. If I felt like things sometimes wouldn't go on the way that I wanted it to go inside of the church, I would say, well, oh, well, I'm going to just do what I can to get what I can. And that's not of God. That's not of God at all. So we were building others up and tearing others down just to be friends of the world. I've been guilty of that.
But
when you have been transformed and when you have been reformed, and then when you look at yourself to be transparent, you won't look at other folks and pass the judgment thing on them. You'll look at self first. You got to get self together in order to tell somebody else where God brought you from.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Wow. That's deep. I'm telling you, oh, my God, y'all on the ball tonight. Y'all are on the ball. That was awesome. That was awesome. Now we're going to click on. We're going to come right back to y'all after Vanessa say what she's going to say. Then we'll be clicking y'all on for the second round before we end this first hour. All right, Vanessa, now what would you want to say?
Wow. What I want to say is that we all have our own book. We all got our own story. Some of our books got more in it. Some of us has been through more than others, but we all are going through our own war of mind, body, soul, and spirit. We all are going through that. And just thinking about my own war, my own battles, things that I go through, challenges and so forth, you know, it has been a tornado in my life, you know, up and down like waves, you know, back and forth, just going through a whole bunch of stuff, you know, and I can be relatable to just about anybody. If I look back on my life, you know, it's just God's grace and mercy and his love, undying love for me, that I am here as a strong vessel, finally, as someone strong that can really tell somebody else. I don't regret the things that I went through because it's made me who I am today. You know, and I don't carry things in my life at this point because I thank those things that has happened. Because I wouldn't be able to tell someone else or stand right here and be who I am today. You know, so even I grew up in a household with my father a pastor, my mother evangelist, but I went through some curveballs myself, you know, as a woman trying to find out my own identity of who I was, you know, not living in the shadows of others, but I had to live in my own shadow. And I can truly say the things that I've been through in my life, things I did in my life, you know, the abuse that I have endured in my life, that it didn't take away from me. It made me who I am. And it molded and shaped me to be this strong vessel. So, and I thank God for that because I shouldn't even be here, you know, with all of the incidents that things have happened in my life that the devil tried to set me up to destroy me and kill me before it was time for me to be at this spot where I am now, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know it was God that brought me here. He the one who kept me. He keep all of us, you know, through his mercy and grace. A lot of things we get caught up in. A lot of things we there at the wrong times. We don't supposed to, whether it's a man or a woman. Whatever the case may be, you slip, you slide, you're doing things you shouldn't do. We all have been there at some point. You're still going through that struggle. I'm still going through the struggles. But because I had that balance of knowing what's right and what's not right, you know, I always go to that root of knowing that if it wasn't for God, I don't know where I would be. I don't know if I'd be in a crazy house at some point in my life before, but I know it was God that kept me with all of the hurt and abuse and things that men did to me, things that friends did to me, how they forsake me and left me. My family, who, I thought we were close, and I'm left here by myself crying and tears flowing. Like, I didn't want to live a lot of the times, you know, because I'm Lord, what's the point? For what?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then you lose people. You know what I mean? So it's like it gets me to a point where I evaluate now. I don't do the things that I used to do. I don't think the way that I used to think. I don't hold things in my heart. It's not going to benefit me. It's not going to help me to hold those things. It'll strip me of my power if I let them, you know, take that away from me.
Yeah.
And God made me who I'm supposed to be. And if I didn't go through those things, I wouldn't have a story to tell. I wouldn't be able to write a book. I wouldn't be able to testify. I wouldn't even be able to help somebody. You know, I can't say I was always in this thought, in this wise wisdom head, you know. But at some point you get to a point where you like, I'm tired of all that other stuff, you know. I have to go a different road now. I have to walk a different way now. And if people ain't with me, then they're against me. And I can't linger with folks who are negative and trying to take me another way that I've already been. I just can't center myself like that. Now, I know who I am now. I am a woman. I am a godly woman. I am meant to be for a great purpose. And I can't let nobody come in his path and make me stumble. I just can't because I know where I've been through and I know where I got to go. So I just thank God for all of the things that I've been through. You know, and where I am now, and my vision ain't always clear. You know, I'm not always on sharp points all the time. I get down, I get depressed, I get hurt, I cry, I bleed like anybody else. Why? Because we're human first.
We're human.
And we go through things in this world. If we allow it to corrupt us and break us down, then yes, we will be just that. But if we see beyond that, and we see beyond our situation and our circumstances, then we can see brighter things, more positive things, and make better choices. So that's what I want to say.
Wow, that's awesome. You know what I remember talking about earlier, and I'm going to say this briefly so I can give y'all another round real, you know, before we end it off, but I want to discuss quickly about being judgmental, because there was a time, you know what I'm saying, when I first got into this thing, you know what I'm saying, some years back, some years back, I remember I used to always talk about, you know, these men and women, you know, and we got to be careful. When we see people have shortcomings and make mistakes, we got to be careful and not put your mouth on them as far as talking about what you would do and what you, and looking down on them, because you will find yourself doing the same thing. And I had it bad one time to where I was, you know, they sleeping around, and they shouldn't be doing this, and they shouldn't be doing that. And I'm looking funny, you know what I'm saying, at people that was committing, you know, these acts. You hear about a man of God or a woman of God drinking, you know what I'm saying, because they was going through And I'd be like, what? They supposed to be, oh, man, they shouldn't be doing it. They supposed to be a man to God.
Yeah.
They supposed to be a woman to God.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Me having that kind of attitude, I found myself, guess what, in the bed, showing up, doing the same thing that I was talking about. Ain't that something?
I found myself
grieving and going to the store, bringing out a brown paper bag. We got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I found myself doing the same thing. You cannot point your fingers and down people and look down on folks because they have shortcomings and they make mistakes because none of us is perfect. And I believe God had to let me see that. I was no better than the next. But I did all that talking. And you know what I did? I started going, when I was on the first side of radio, I was going on there talking about everything but sex. Everything but drinking. You know why? Because I was guilty. I couldn't go on there putting people down, saying things, because I, too, was caught in the act. I couldn't talk about that sister or that brother sleeping around because I was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I was going into that liquor store, too, sneaking out with brown paper bags. No, nobody else saw it but God saw.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I'm saying that to say this. We got to stop this judgmental mess. Looking down on folks and throwing people under the bus for them to get ran over. Because God did not throw us under the bus. The things that we have done and still doing, if it was exposed and God would throw us under the bus, my God, how many of us could honestly say we would be jacked up, we would be ran over, twisted up like a pretzel sitting in a corner. I'm telling you. God would look at us. So that's what I wanted to kind of touch on, because a lot of people in the body of Christ want to point fingers. We so good at that, pointing fingers and looking down on folks and talking about people and running their name down. And if you ain't careful, you'll find yourself doing the exact same thing. But God had to teach me to humble myself and have mercy.
Yeah.
Just like he did with me. So then I had to look at a lot of things in ministry, a lot of different, because then I found myself, you a woman of God, you a powerful woman of God, but you got issues too, and you got dirt going on in your corner. You understand? It's just like the song back in the day, sweep around your own front door before you sweep around mine. That was by the Williams Brothers, and that is so true, because we're so quick to sweep around somebody else, though. We so quick to put our mouth on somebody else. But when it come to us, we want to hide over in the corner somewhere because we want people to look at us like we just holy than thou, 4-7, when we got garbage. You know what I'm saying? Underneath our beds. We got garbage in the corner. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I wanted to kind of talk about because I was guilty of that. And now I don't have tolerance at all for people that down out folks that make mistakes and run short. You understand? Because them same people that's talking, you best to believe that they dilling, dabbling, and doing other things to themselves. They just ain't talking about it, and they haven't gotten exposed. But it's there. Because like I said, none of us have arrived. None of us is perfect. We all have had skeletons and probably still got bones and everything else under the rug. We definitely got to get it together. We definitely got to get that together. And until we get it together, we're going to always be jacked up. And we're going to be a dysfunctional body with jacked up body parts because we have allowed, you know, destruction to come in the midst, and there's no love, there's no mercy. We're just banging against one another's what we doing. This person, I'm banging up against you because what you doing, but ain't nobody seeing what I'm doing. Don't nobody know what I'm doing, but I'm busy lashing out. That spirit got to die. And so I'm going to click on, we're going to go back to King Littles. We're going to say about, okay, King, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So you heard what we all were talking about. So now, thank God, we do have enough time to do another round before we have to go to our second half of the show. So I'm going to have you say real briefly, if a person is listening in, which we know they are listening in all over the world, but what would you say briefly to those that are listening in and they're having struggles and they're so scared talk about the different struggles because and to seek help because they're so scared that they're going to be thrown up under the bus. What would you say to these people that feel like they're all alone and they're just they're in this, you know, by themselves?
I would send them, you know, it's amazing that you even said that because I was looking for a scripture to speak on transparency. But when you just asked me that, this scripture is Matthew 26, 39. When Jesus, going a little further. Okay, so 39, Jesus, this is when Jesus was in the garden, and he fell with his face to the ground, and he prayed. He said, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." And I read it from the Message version, and it says, "My Father, if there is any way, get me out of this, but please, not what I want, you do what you want." So I would tell them, from a street perspective, mm-hmm. when you're in the struggle, when we was in the streets and we was in the struggle, when money was short and we needed to get money, we would do whatever we had to do to get the money. We would do whatever we had to do to get out the neighborhood if the police was hot. We would do whatever we had to do.
Yeah.
Jesus was by himself physically. But spiritually, mm-hmm. he was never by himself. I will point out that even when you feel like you by yourself and you don't know no way out, you in a struggle and you wondering, when the conversation that you having with yourself, God is listening. My grandmother said Jesus is on the main line. That means he is never not listening. He's always listening. Now, if people are listening for that are call their higher power a different name, Allah, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, I don't go by that. But somebody else may be listening who is a Muslim, and if they see the love of Christ in us, that's what kind of convert. I done seen them convert because we show understanding for what they believe in. But I'm saying to those people who don't believe in Christ, who don't believe in the Holy Ghost, who don't believe in the Trinity, who don't believe in the Father.
Yeah.
It's not about believing in that when you're in your struggle, because when you're in your struggle, you don't want to believe nothing. There's nothing good you want to see. You're in the struggle. You're like, man, forget all this. I don't care. I'm going to go get this bottle. I'm going to go get this weed. I'm going to go get this female, this dude, and have sex. I'm going to do what I need to do to get my mind off of that. But those are the times when you don't do nothing, and you just tell God to do it. Them is the time.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus was saying. God, if please take this stress and this worry and everything I'm going through. I know what's about to happen. Please take this away from me. But it ain't even about what I want. You do what you want to do. And a lot of times God wants us to go through that. He wants us to go through that struggle. It makes us stronger. It's just like the palm trees. A palm tree will withstand a tornado, hurricane, tsunami, any type of storm. And sometimes it'll bend all the way down to the ground to where it'll touch the ground. But when the storm is gone, that palm tree don't break. It bends, but it don't break. And actually, because of the pressure of the storm, the pressure from the tornado or hurricane, it makes the palm tree even stronger. So when another storm comes that may just be the same size as the one that just left, it can't do nothing to the palm tree. So in the struggle, just like the palm tree, stand. You may bend. You may flip out. You may curse. You may do some crazy stuff. But just be quiet. Go by yourself and yell and scream and do whatever you got to do. I found myself, when I get frustrated, I go by myself and I get it out. And I always have to snap back into reality. God listening. God listening. So let me calm down and talk to my Father with respect. That's what's been keeping me, you know, pushing through the struggle, because I'm still in the midst of a struggle, still in the midst of a struggle. And by the grace of God, I withstand by just standing. Just stand.
Yeah.
Praise God in the midst of it. Start talking to your higher power. Start talking to God. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you thank him for saving your life 7 years ago or 8 years ago. There's something to bring you some joy in the midst of the struggle. That's why he say count your blessings. There's some people who ain't got no mouth to even say nothing. There's some people who ain't got a voice to say I'm in the struggle. So the people who got a mouth to say something, tell God what you're going through and be strong in the struggle. It's beneficial.
My God.
It's beneficial.
My God. Woo. My Lord. Now, that's powerful, bro. That is powerful. My Lord. I love the way you said that. That's awesome. Now, we're going to go to Pastor Gary. We're going to go to Pastor Gary. What would you, that's, oh, man, that was deep. I can't even, my words get twisted up after that one. What word of encouragement on that note would you say, Pastor Gary?
Well, the thing of it is with me and the way I look at things as well, I agree with my brother 150%. The thing of it is when people are going through circumstances in their life, trouble going to come in their life. The Lord already said in this life we're going to have trials and tribulations. In other words, you got to be shaped and molded into what God wants you to become. And if you're not shaped and molded into what God wants you to become, you're not going to be able to handle the things that are going to be facing you on the next level. So what we are doing, we being transformed by the renewing of our mind. The devil does not like it. He's not going to like it, and he's not supposed to like it, because you are trying to walk with God. But when trouble arises in your life, the Lord already said it, let not your heart be troubled. And Paul had told us over in the book of Corinthians, he said that we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. He never told us, the Lord never said that we won't have to lay awake sometime in the late hours of the night. He didn't tell us we won't lay awake crying in the late hours of the night. He never told us that the road would be easy. He never told us that everything was going to be peaches and cream in our walk. Every man, woman, boy, girl that God is shaping and molding to walk on that path of righteousness have been picked out to be picked on by the devil himself. And the devil can't do nothing to you unless he get permission to come from God. If you look at the book of Job, where Job was sitting there and the sons of God came together and presented themselves before the Lord, who else showed up other than Satan himself? Satan showed up, and the Lord questioned him, where do you come from? Satan said, from roving to and forth in the earth, trying to see whom I may devour. Now, if Satan's going to come in the midst of God, in the midst of the holy people, don't you realize he's going to attack you too? The devil know when you are falling weak. But the devil is like a roaring lion. And when you see a roaring lion, all you hear that rascal going through the jungle, just keeping up noise, letting folks know he there, trying to scare folks. And that's what the devil does. The devil come with thought, ideas, and suggestions. If he can destroy your mind, he's going to kill. If he can get to your heart, he's going to wipe you away. If he can sit there and have you to turn your back on God, he's going to go and sit down. This is what I love about it. When I read over in the book of Ezekiel, it was talking about the hole in the wall. The hole in the wall, he said, in that wall, there was all kind of abomination that was unto God. Everything that God did was displeased about was inside of that wall. He told Ezekiel to look in that wall. And when Ezekiel looked in that wall, he told him, he said, these are the things that is an abomination. But what I love about it, he said that jealousy seat was sitting at the front entrance in the courtyard.
Yeah.
In other words, you are experiencing a lot of things in life because of jealousy, envy, and hatred. And when the devil don't like you and use these people to come up against you, to discourage you, to turn you away from God, then the devil sitting back laughing. But if the jealousy seat
had his own seat in the courtyard. Hatred got his own seat. If hatred got his own seat, lying got his own seat. The Bible tells us the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he come to steal, kill, and destroy, if he got the jealousy seat causing problems, jealousy's going to hook up with that lying spirit. That lying spirit is going to hook up with that disturbing spirit. Now all kind of trouble done broke loose in your life. You're going to get depressed. You're going to be depressed. You're going to look at everybody as they coming down on you. And that is nothing more than the enemy himself that's attacking your mind. And if you turn it over to God, and look at God for who he is, a God that is able to do all things. Let's look at some for a minute, and then I'll shut my mouth. But look at him.
Mm-hmm.
David said, regardless of how David done things, David was a man after God's own heart. It doesn't matter what you have done. Every day you wake up, God then gave you another chance to get it right. No matter
how
you look at folks or have talked about people, God gave you another chance to get it right. So when you look at this thing, transparency, he giving you a chance to look at yourself and get yourself together. David had all that he needed and was called a man after God's own heart. David was picked out to be picked on as an example for mankind to read about. And when we look at David, David still fell short, even though he was called a man after God's own heart. David found himself looking at Bathsheba. Then turned around as he was homemonging around. He turned around and had Uriah killed. He was a homemonger. He was a murderer. And he was had his hand, blood on his hand. But David still would call a man after God's own heart. But when David began to pray, it tells us David danced out of his clothes. David knew how to get back to God and rejoice in the midst of his downfall. So it doesn't matter what you face with, the storm don't last always. The Bible tells us weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And right now you can have your joy right now. It's morning time.
My God. Woo-hoo-hoo. Man, y'all is on the flame up in this place. My God, I'm telling y'all, this is deep. This is deep. I can imagine what the second half is going to be. My Lord. All right, Vanessa. What would you say? We got about 4 minutes before we gotta get done with our second half.
Wow. I really enjoyed what all has been said. But it's powerful. What works for me is just going to God, you know, in spite of whatever you go through, in spite of it all, like, it ain't going to be easy. It's going to be rough, and you're going to have many, many lonely, lonely nights, many lonely nights, but look to the hills from which your health come from. Have faith, believe in God. You got to believe in God through it all. You got to trust in him like never before, and especially in these times that we're living in, the last times. We're living in these evil times. You have to keep your eyes on God and have faith. Faith is not seeing. Faith is when you don't see, not when you see. That's faith.
Yeah.
You got to have faith. You got to believe. Yeah. If you can believe in everything else, if you can believe in the sky and the moon and everything that God created, then you can believe in God Almighty, because he is the beginning and he is the end. He is Omega, Omega. He's our God. He's his own creator. You know, if he created us and everything was good that he created, then your situation ain't nothing to him. He can do all things. He can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you.
Yes, we can.
And you don't have
to
look to the left or to the right. Just look to God. He is.
That's right.
And will always be the one that
you
need. The one that you run to. You can't run to man. You can't run to woman. You can't run to these things that are temptation and traps. You got to run to God. He's the only one that can keep you and help you through it all.
That's true. That is true. Wow, that's awesome. I'm telling you, boy, y'all on the road tonight. Y'all are on the road. Do you hear me? I'm telling you, I thank God for that.
Now, y'all heard it. Transparency. We're speaking on the raw truth. We're talking about things that, you know, happens day to day. You know what I'm saying? We talk about real life issues. And my thing that I would say as to Father is encouraging, don't beat yourself up. Just because you slipped and dipped or you fell by the wayside, you gotta also forgive yourself. We look to people because a lot of people gonna hold it over you. They'll throw you under the bus, as I always say. They will hold it up against you, and you've been and said, "Forgive me, Lord God." Been and forgave you, and put more power in you, and you've been a win on. And Sally and Sue still looking at what your faults is, and then it's gonna always try to down to keep you in a place. But all you got to forgive yourself. And when you can get to that place to forgive yourself, then it don't matter what Paul and Sarah is saying. It don't matter how they looking at you funny. That's on them. Because 9 out of the same ones that's trying to throw you under the bus is been under the bus and ain't came out. You understand? And so they want to have you miserable because they under the bus and they don't know how to come out. So now they want to point fingers at you because of what you done did and had you staying under that bus too. But there's a time where if you was thrown under there, trust me, God is not going to run you over. No, he is not. He's not going to throw you out in the garbage can. But he still calls you his beloved. He called you. He knew even from your mother's womb what you would do. He knew that you was going to pick up that cigarette. He knew you was going to go to the store and get that bottle when you go through things. He knew that this stuff is not new to him. It may be new to us. When we do it, we sit back, oh, I don't believe I did it. Oh, God, I don't believe it. Lord, I don't believe I said that. I don't believe I went there. I don't believe this and I don't believe that. But he already know. He already knew. But I'm going to tell you another thing, and we're going to go for our break and come back. But he also knows, ain't this an awesome thing? He knows if you're going to get it right or not. It doesn't matter if you sin from here to Carolina. It doesn't matter if you was doing it for 30 days straight. He knows time that you will get it all the way right. You understand? So we can't worry about other people. We have to worry about ourselves. Because just like the men and women of God said tonight, that we going to go through situations, but God is the answer. He is the answer. He is the answer. He really is. He is the answer to our problems. He is the answer to our shortcomings. When you feel like your back is up against the wall, if you did roll you up a blunt, if you did go to the store and got you a fifth or a pint or whatever, you understand? At the end of the day, God is in control. And when we make these mistakes, when we fall by the wayside, when we have depression that comes and beat us in the head and we feel like, oh, I can't take it. I just need a drink. I just need a drink. I need to do this. I need to do that. Still, God is there. And he is the answer. He's above the drinks. He's above the weed. He's above all of these things. But most of all, like I said, he loves us, and he's not here under the bus. He's a forgiving God. No, he's not going to continue to deal with our mess all the time because he gets tired. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, his mercy and grace is over us, and we thank God for the mercy, and we thank God for the grace, and we just know that we got to rise above from the shortcomings and get ourselves together. That's what it's all about. It's about the love. And when we see each other falling down, we pick each other up and encourage each other up. Encourage one another and pray for one another and love on one another. And that brings great deliverance. So we're going to go to some great music in these 10 minutes. We're going to go to some great music, and then we're going to come right back. And so we're going to say in about maybe 5 minutes or so, we're going to come right on back for our part two of Transparency, the Raw Truth with our special guest. So we're going to go to some music. We're going to hear a few songs by Pastor Gary Thomas. And also we're going to hear some music from King Littles, and we'll be back.